Mark DeGubin. Hello, friend, and greetings again in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Oh yes, beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ is the only one who can satisfy the hunger of the human spirit. He's the only one who can satisfy the thirst of the human spirit. He's the only one that can fill our life to overflowing. And it's through receiving the Lord Jesus as our Savior that the Holy Spirit of God moves into our spirit, takes up His abode within our spirit, and we become children of God. Well, it's a pleasure to be able to share with you the Word of the Lord today. We were talking last time about Israel and how that God's not through with Israel. He's used Israel ever since he first chose Jacob and changed his name to Israel and chose his 12 sons to be the head of the 12 tribes of Israel. He's used Israel as his mouthpiece. He's used Israel as his testimony to the world. He's used Israel to reveal himself to the world. And at this present time, Israel has been set aside for a while for the times of the Gentiles, approximately a 2,000-year period when God will deal with the Gentiles and choose a Gentile bride for the Lord Jesus Christ. But there's coming another day when Israel is going to be restored to her greatness and to her power. And it's called the millennial reign of Christ. The 2,000-year reign of Christ, when he sets up his kingdom here upon the earth and will rule and reign upon the earth for 1,000 years. And that's going to be a glorious time. We, the members who have put our faith and trust in Christ, have accepted him as Savior, have been immersed into the body of Christ, and have become a part of the bride of Christ. We will come back with the Lord Jesus to rule and reign on the earth for that 1,000-year honeymoon that we will have with the Lord Jesus Christ. And what a glorious time that's going to be. And so we've been discussing, why does man need new birth? And it's because of God's holiness. As we've spoken before, God uses Israel and reveals his holiness through Israel. In Leviticus 21 and verse 8, we read these words, God speaking, saying, Thou shalt sanctify him therefore, speaking concerning the priest, for he offereth the bread of thy God, he shall be holy unto thee, for I the Lord which sanctify you am holy. The Lord God is holy, and he's the one that makes man holy and righteous through the shedding of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and sending the Holy Spirit to come into our spirit to live within us. Now, in the book of Joshua, chapter 24 and verse 19, we read again concerning the Lord Jesus, or concerning Almighty God and his holiness. And Joshua said unto the people, Ye cannot serve the Lord, for he is an holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. Oh, because of their rebellion, God was really fed up with Israel and with her sin and with her wickedness. As a matter of fact, God was going to destroy Israel and get rid of them. But Moses interceded in the behalf of Israel, and God spared Israel. He was going to take Moses and make a new people and a new nation out of Moses, and Moses interceded, which is a beautiful picture of Christ interceding for us. For today, Jesus Christ is seated at the right hand of God the Father, and He makes intercession for the saints of God. And so we see in 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 2, the words of Hannah as she prophetically talked to the Lord. Verse 1, Hannah prayed and said, "My heart rejoiceth in the Lord. Mine horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord." Oh yes, beloved, there's none holy as the Lord. He is holy above all and over all. "For there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God." Oh, beloved, how wonderful is Almighty God, and how holy is the Lord. In 1 Samuel chapter 6 and verse 20, we read these words, "And the men of Bethshemesh said, Who is able to stand before the holy Lord God? And to whom shall he go up from us?" The holy Lord God. Oh yes, beloved, the Lord God is holy. He is without any sin. In him and in him alone is righteousness and holiness and purity. Oh beloved, that's why man needs salvation, because man cannot come into the presence of the Lord in his sin and in his wickedness. In 1 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 10, we read these words, "Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Glory ye in his holy name." Oh, beloved, how holy is our Lord. And verse 35, "And say ye, Save us, O God of our salvation, and gather us together, and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to thy holy name, and glory in thy praise." Oh, beloved, how holy is the name of the Lord. That's why God says in the Ten Commandments that he will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Because, beloved, his name is holy, and it is to be reverenced. It's not to be used foolishly and flippantly, and used in casual conversation or used in exclamation. No, beloved, God's name is holy, and he will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. And in Psalm 89 and verse 18, "For the Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King." Oh, beloved, God is holy. He is pure. He is clean. He is righteous. And he is without sin. Psalm 99 and verse 5, "Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy." Oh, beloved, how holy is our Lord and our God. There's numerous other references throughout the Scripture concerning the holiness of Almighty God. But let's go to the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, chapter 4 and verse 8. And here we read an event taking place in heaven. And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Oh yes, beloved, the Lord God Almighty is holy. God the Father is holy. God the Son is holy and without sin. And God the Holy Spirit is holy. And therefore He's called the Holy Spirit. Again in Revelation 6 and verse 10, And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? Speaking of the martyrs that will die during the tribulation period that is to come. And in chapter 15 and verse 4, not only the tribulation, but those that are dying now, beloved, those martyrs that are giving their lives today, they're dying because of their faith in Jesus Christ. And, beloved, there's coming a day when they will be avenged because of their love for Jesus and their willingness to die for Him. Did you know, beloved, that there have been more Christians martyred in this past century than in all previous centuries? More Christians have died in this past century. And today, I believe it's 137 countries of the world where believers today are being persecuted and are dying for their faith in Jesus Christ. Beloved, I would ask you, how much do you love the Lord? If you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, are you willing to die for your faith in Christ? There are those who are involved in false religions that are willing to die for their false religion, and it is to no avail. They're simply going into hell and will go into the lake of fire. But we, beloved, when we die, absent from the body, present with the Lord. And here in Revelation 15 and verse 4, Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name, for thou only art holy. Till next time, goodbye.